It's time for WTRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. This is the Ask the Builder show, and I am glad you are with me this morning. It's just going to be a beautiful summer day here in the tri-state area. And it's just, I mean, it's going to be a little warm, but that's July in Cincinnati. And so I'll tell you right now, if you're getting ready to get up and do a project or two, if you think I can help you save some time and money, well, give me a call, 749-1035, 749-1035. I want to let you know that today the show is being produced by Ryan, and we've got Carly here as well. And we're here to work for you. That's the purpose of why we come in. So give us a call, 749-1035. A couple of quick news items. First of all, later on in the show, I'm going to have a great guest on. If you're getting ready to do some type of outdoor project with respect to treated lumber, I'm going to have on Richard Kleiner, who is the Director of Treated Markets for the Southern Pine Council. So you're going to, I'll tell you right now, you're not going to want to miss that, because there's a lot of neat information out there about treated lumber. You know, it went through a complete change over the past 2 years. And if you have any questions about treated lumber, this is the day to be part of this show. So if you've got any questions even now that you want me to ask Richard, when he calls in, let me know, 749-1035. For example, you've heard me talk in the past months how I predict out into the future. It's probably about 3, 4, 5 years out. You're going to see some significant deck failures. People are going to get injured. People are unfortunately going to get killed because decks are going to collapse. And the reason why is some unknowing deck builders are going to be using the wrong fasteners and the wrong hardware, and it's going to corrode because the lumber that we're using now is ACQ. It's not the old CCA, and there's so much copper in this lumber, it can actually corrode, and it can really cause problems. So anyway, you're not going to want to miss that. So that's coming up. I was also, those of you who, you know who you are, you're angry at me because I didn't put up any photos about my shed last week like I said I was going to. Well, I did it last night, so because I knew you would call up and yell at me. So anyway, if you want to go see what I've been working on the past 2 weeks, easy to do. AskTheBuilder.com, then put a /. And, well, you don't even have to do that. Just go to AskTheBuilder.com, and it's right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. I mean, it's about the third item down in the center of the homepage. It says, I just think it says Deluxe Garden Shed or something like that, and you'll actually see a little photo. And if you click the link, it takes you to four giant photos that kind of shows the before, during, and where I'm at right now. So if you want to see what I've been up to, and it's really been a lot of fun, I have to tell you. I've been kind of working on this thing totally by myself, just kind of leisurely doing it, trying to run the Ask the Builder business and then kind of go outside and work on this at the same time. But a lot of fun building this garden shed. And the roof framing may interest you. If you want to see traditional, old-fashioned, conventional roof framing, no trusses, but with a valley and a hip, you might want to look at some of those photos. So that's the thing to do. AskTheBuilder.com, right there in the center of the homepage, you'll see the thing about the garden shed. So go ahead and click that link. If you got any questions about that, let me know. You're going to see a bunch of ebooks come out about this whole process, plus one giant overall ebook. It's kind of a unique shed because it's really pretty big. The biggest mistake I see most people make with these outdoor sheds is they don't even think about the size they need when they go to buy one or use one. And what happens is they end up having to pack all the stuff in the shed, and then if you want to get anything out, you got to pull everything out of the shed. Well, that's no good. So this one I designed so that I don't have to move anything around to get stuff in or out of the shed. So That's one of the lessons you'll learn in the ebook. And I've actually got a photo in there showing you how I did it. That's kind of cool. I don't want to give that away. That's actually the first photo you look at. It shows you how I figured out how big to make this thing. So that's AskTheBuilder.com, and you'll see it right there in the center of the homepage.